All right, let's open this thing up, shall we?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I got a chance for you to, oh, right now, can I give this away right now? $50 gift card to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Come and see the new mahogany and alderwood entry doors, it says right here. Caller number 19, 312-981-7200. All right, checking in at
number 5.
Oh, my God. Maine Governor Paul LePage commented on a profanity-laced voicemail that he left for a Maine House of Representatives member, Drew Gittin, after a TV reporter suggested that Gittin called LePage a racist.
Mr. Gittin, this is Governor Paul Richard LePage. I would like to talk to you about your comments about my being a racist. And you, I want to talk to you. I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you little son of a socialist, I want you to record this and make it public because I'm after you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, then. Put that on a voicemail.
Yeah. The two terms he used were, the first one was the sea sucker, which is different than a suit. And the other one was MF-er, right there.
And he's the governor of Maine.
Well, yeah.
That's great.
Remember how seven people, I mean, you know, come on.
Remember, he got involved in the Trump thing early on. Remember, he was one of those guys that he's an interesting, well, not really. Interesting is not the right word.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's a predictable guy. Now, Gittin was defending calling the governor racist because the backdrop to this whole story was that there's a heroin epidemic, according to the governor, in Maine. I don't know if it's as bad as the heroin epidemic here in the Chicago area, which in the western suburbs, do you see they have this heroin problem right now where there's some heroin laced and they've had, in the last couple of days, 70 overdoses.
Oh, wow.
In DuPage County. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. But they have a heroin problem. And the governor had said that the heroin problem was because of black and Hispanic people who were coming across and doing this. Because Maine, as you know, is a fairly... what's the word I'm looking for? White, I think is the word I'm looking
white
for.
White state, right? State, insular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a sort of homogeneous state. Mm. So now the state representatives called for LePage's resignation.
I do not apologize to Mr. Gittin for what I said. I would think that if he wants to exchange apologies, I'd be more than happy to do that. Everything I said to that man is less insulting than being called a racist. You're telling me that I need to resign because someone used the most vile word in the world in a person that's been discriminated against growing up, who's been kicked around by the Irish, by the Italians, because he was a poor French kid.
Did he have an actual shovel as he was digging the hole for him? Really, what year?
The poor French
kid. What is he, 140?
Right.
You know how those Irish are and those Italian. He sounds like the senator in The Godfather, too. I don't care for you Corleones.
Come here with olive oil skin and your guinea charm. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the point here is, here's a little bit of the governor's other commentary that's gotten him in some issue.
Number one, I got a bill into the legislature right now to take the traffickers. Now, the traffickers, these are people that take drugs. These are guys that are named D-Money, Smoothie, Shifty, these type of guys that come from Connecticut, New York. They come up here, they sell their heroin, then they go back home. Incidentally, half the time they impregnate a young white girl before they leave.
He later said he meant to say Maine girls. Not
that was a
girls,
that's a top five at five oldie but goodie, right?
Oldie but goodie.
Yeah,
it's good to see so much civility and dignity in politics these days.
Yeah, it's nothing racist whatsoever.
Kind of what we're
people are saying.
Accustomed to.
I think there are people who say, "Well, he's just telling it like it is. He's telling it like it is." Well,
come up here.
He's telling it like it was, and he's telling it in some respects. I mean, there's some...
Well, like the girls have no say in who...
Right, who gets pregnant.
They got no choice. They're walking down the street. They get impregnated. I'm fending off the Irish and the Italians. In the meantime, D-Money's over there impregnating a white girl.
That's not how it works.
In the mean streets of Maine.
Oh, God. There are better ways to sell your argument.
Yeah, that was not good for him.
Donald Trump's school of argumentation.
Don't get me started on the Dutch.
Last night on Anderson Cooper, speaking of Donald Trump, he defended calling Hillary Clinton a bigot, arguing that her policies are a personal reflection because she knows they are destined to fail in minority communities.
One of the things you've been saying recently in talking to African Americans, addressing them in large rallies, is saying, what have you got to lose? What the hell have you got to
Absolutely.
Lose?
Absolutely, that's the way I look at it.
The way you've been categorizing that we've been, you know, interviewing a lot of African American voters, some of them are insulted by some of the language you've been
using. I don't
using.
Think they are. I think if they actually heard me, they wouldn't be insulted at all.
Well, you're
I
saying
actually
you
say
get
to
shot
them,
on your street,
me,
you don't have jobs,
me,
you don't
excuse
have schools.
Well, that's the fact. Well, they're shot on their streets. Look at Chicago.
Yeah. Again, that is, listen, that is true. That is true that people, especially African-American youth in this city, have a higher incidence. It's much more dangerous on those streets in Chicago, in the South and West Side, where African-Americans are living, that it, for gun violence. There's no question about it. That's true. There's a better way to sell it. There is a better way to sell it.
That's vast generalizations as well.
You're forgetting, though, he talked to the magical cop who can fix everything. So he's got that up his sleeve.
I can fix it in 1 week.
The 1 week cop.
Mm-hmm. Here's what we do. Can you imagine what that answer was? By the way, no one in Chicago Police Brass will acknowledge having spoken to him. Doesn't mean they didn't. I'm just saying that no one wants to be the guy who goes, oh, yeah, no, I told him.
Yeah, I told him.
Fairly certain it was
week.
A Village People impersonator on his way to a costume party that he talked to that night.
I tell you right now.
Nighttime security guard somewhere.
Yeah,
I'll fix everything.
Yeah. But it's one thing when you sit at a bar and a guy tells you what he's going to do. That's what Trump listens to, the guy at the bar.
I met a guy at a bar, okay? I don't drink because my brother Fred died of it. But I want to say this, that I met a guy at a bar who told me how we can take care of all the Huns.
How did he miss the Maine governor as his VP?
Well,
how
no,
did he miss him?
No, that was his guy. Right? LePage was his guy.
He's been backing him for a long time. He claims that he's been backing him for longer than anyone has been.
That's
and
what
his
I'm
daughter,
Why didn't he pick
his
him?
Daughter's working on
perfect.
The campaign.
They've been great.
Okay, here we go. Here's Violetta with the WGN traffic trouble spots. Top 5-5 continues right here, 720 WGN checking in at.
Number 3.
Britney Spears seemed innocent enough when she jumped into an SUV with James Corden for carpool karaoke, but then she started talking about sex and kids.
So when you say you need to find the right man to do that with, who would that be? What are you looking for in a guy? What do you want them to, like, what do you want them to look like and what do you want them to be like? What are you after?
I might not ever go to men again. I think ever do the whole men thing anymore or get married or any, I'm just done with men.
You're saying you don't want to be with anyone ever in the rest of your life?
I mean, I may French kiss someone.
Of course.
I might
yes,
French kiss someone.
Of course.
But I'm
yeah.
not going to marry anyone, no. I don't believe in marriage anymore.
Oh, good. Well, let me tell you this. Marriage didn't believe in you either. Works out perfectly.
Number 2.
Barbara Streisand took the stage at tonight's show in a duet with Donald Trump. You know, Jimmy Fallon's Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided they were going to do a little performance of Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Nope. Sad.
Yes, I can, yes, I can, yes, I can.
Any wall you can build, I can build taller.
I'm not building a wall.
I can build any wall taller than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, huh?
That is so cute.
And finally.
Number 1.
Country music star, an American icon, Dolly Parton, did an interview on CNN, and Brooke Baldwin was asking her about her current beliefs on the election cycle here. And you got to remember, you know, that Dolly Parton had once been compared to Sarah Palin, and she's 70 years old now. She's embarking on a 40-city tour. That's why she was talking to people, and this is what she said.
Where do you stand on this election?
Right now, I just don't know.
It's just the greatest show on television right now.
You're watching CNN.
I do. Well, you can't not watch it, even if it's Fox television or CNN or any, you know, whatever you're watching. But it's just crazy right now. I'm just not sure. It's just the biggest reality show out there. So I don't know where we're going to land, but I think they're both nuts.
There you go.
And basically, gotta love Dolly.
You know
Parton.
What? I got to just say one thing. She is completely right about that.
The top five at five.